All types of meat, you're not allowed to cook it together with milk. As the Torah said, you should not cook a kid in the milk of its mother, and it's not just the gdi that you're not allowed to cook with milk. So too, all types of basar behemah, you cannot cook with milk. In the Torah, only basar behemah is basar, but basar chaya and basar ov, you're allowed to cook together with milk, but the Rabbanan asar, basar chaya and basar ov also, that you cannot cook it together with milk, nor can you eat it together with milk. With the exception of basar dog and fish, and chagav and grasshoppers, that type of meat you could cook and eat together with milk, even with Rabbanan. Basar la'aloso magvina al shulchan. Chut mi basar dogim ve'chagav. Not only are you not allowed to cook meat and milk together, so too, you can't even bring meat and cheese together to the table. And the Rabbanan were afraid that if you bring them together to the table, maybe you'll be carrying a kli rishon, a very hot pot that had just been taken off the fire, and you might put the cheese and the meat together in this very hot pot, and a kli rishon is mevashel, you would cook it together, and you would be over on the tevashel, the debachol of imo. So the Rabbanan said you should not bring meat and cheese together to the table, with the exception of fish and grasshoppers that you could bring together with cheese to the table, since you're allowed to cook it together with cheese and eat it together with cheese. Hanoider min abasur mutur bibasur dogim vechagav. Somebody who makes a neder that he won't eat basur, he says konim basur a lot, that basur should be asur on him like a korban. In such a case, it would be asur for him to eat basur behema or basur ov, but he would be allowed to eat basur dogim fish and chagav and grasshoppers. As we have a cloud, when it comes to nedarim, holik achal lashem b'nei adam. We follow the general way that people usually speak. And usually when people say basur, they're not referring to basur dagim and chagavim, so therefore basur dagim and chagavim is not included in his neder. Ha'ov ola im agvina al shulchan ve'enu nechal. Dibri beishama. Basur ov you could bring together with cheese to the table, although you're not allowed to eat ov and cheese together, according to beishama. At beishama hold, the sixth, that which you're not allowed to eat ov and chalav together is only minarabana. The Rabbanan did not answer you from bringing it together with cheese to the table. Beisilo is machmer, they say, you cannot bring the oaf and the gvina together to the table, nor can you eat it together. And even though basar oaf is also to eat with milk only, but Rabbanan, still the Rabbanan asked you from bringing it together with milk to the table. Amar Rabbi Yossi, zumi kule beishamai, ume chumre beisilo. Rabbi Yossi says, this machlok is beishamai beisilo, is from the unique machlokes in Beishamai and Beisilo. As over here, Beishamai is mekel, they are more lenient, while Beisilo is machmer. Normally, when Beishamai and Beisilo argue, Beisilo is mekel, they are more lenient than Beishamai. But over here, we find that Beishamai is mekel, as Beishamai holds, you could bring the oak together with the gvina to the table. Be'ezeh shulchan amru, b'shulchan she'ochola. That which we said, you cannot bring oaf and gvina together to the table. Which table are we referring to? We're referring to the table on which you eat from. Avo b'shulchan sheseder alav et atashul. Noisein zeh b'tzad zeh ve'eno choshes. But on the table on which you prepare the tashul, you don't eat from that table, you just prepare the food on that table, then you could put the oaf and the gvina together on that table, and you don't have to be concerned that you'll end up eating it together. As long as the oaf and gvina are not touching, you can put it down together on the table, since you're only preparing the food on that table, you're not eating from that table. Mesachas Chulin Perachas Mishnah Bei Zorer Adam Basar Ugvina B'mitachas Achad U'bavat Shalei Yehu Nogin Zebeze. Person could wrap meat and cheese together in one kerchief, as long as the meat and cheese are not touching each other. As if they touch each other, even if they're both cold, you would have to wash them off before you eat them. And we're afraid that maybe you'll forget to wash it off before you eat them, so therefore you should make sure that they're not touching each other. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Shnei Achsanom Ochlen Al Shulchan Echad, Zeh Basar V'Zeh Gvina V'Ein Choshen. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says, two people that are Achsanom, they're guests by somebody's house, and they don't recognize each other, in such a case, they're allowed to eat on the same table, even though one is eating meat and one is eating cheese, and they don't have to be concerned that maybe they will eat from each other's plate. And since they do not know each other, they would not be comfortable taking from the other's plate, so therefore they can eat together on the shulchan, even though one is eating basar and one is eating vina. But if they know each other in such a case, they would not be allowed to eat basar and vina together on the same table unless they put some kind of heker between them. They put something between them that would be a heker, would be a siman, that they shouldn't go ahead and take from the other's plate.